Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this getaway Friday night, November the 7th, 2025. First Friday in the month of November. 10 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. And we thank the 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, for joining us in studio tonight. Always a class act.
Absolutely. It's always good to have her on.
Nobody liked Mary Ellen. Now, we do want to remind everybody that the peanut butter and jelly truck is in need of help. Uncrustables right now would be the thing that they need, or a donation. You can go to 503 Ballantyne Avenue here in Marion, make a monetary donation, or the donation of Uncrustables, which you can get in the grocery store. Or I think at this point they are accepting peanut butter and jelly as well. That's all you have to do is go to 503 Ballantyne and drop it off 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I hear a lot of people are doing that, and this is for people in need. Now, SNAP benefits are going to continue to be hung up because we heard right before we went on the air tonight that right before 7 o'clock tonight, President Trump has now appealed to the Supreme Court to stop SNAP benefits.
Well, I mean, I think that's rather unfortunate. You know, I mean, I think that it's you know, the month of Thanksgiving, I think now more than ever people would like their food stamps.
Yeah, but why keep this up is what I don't understand. The government is not going to open. We're in the longest shutdown in history. The federal court, the district court, circuit court, ordered President Trump to do it. They denied his appeal to try to not do it. And then here we are. So it's very interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, I got the wrong number, Scott.
Oh, no problem. Okay. This number is called so much that we can end up on the wrong number list. But we do have a guest coming up here in about 3 minutes. And it's something we have not talked about here on this station purposely, because I think you should always get firsthand what the problem is, and then go from there. And that's all I'm going to say at this point. We're going to hear firsthand here momentarily, and then we'll go from there. But we were aware of it this morning, and people continued to talk about it this afternoon. And I'm very happy that our next guest is going to join us here momentarily, and we can have a discussion.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that's good. It certainly, I guess, warrants a discussion. People were rather unhappy.
Your voice got awful silent in the second hour. You're like talking like a whisper.
Well, I hear it. Is that better?
Yeah, but you were kind of whisper. Now you're talking louder, and you put the mic closer to you. You had like a whisper thing going on there.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Like, here I am in this room. And, you know, kind of like a Rod Serling type of thing going on.
I didn't notice.
I mean, you were kind of energized and talking good when Mary Ellen was in here. Then you got all quiet.
I don't know. I'll have to drink more of my monster here.
See, I think that's the problem, is those drinks are no good.
I mean, it is awfully convenient that I opened it and took a couple of drinks before the start of the second hour.
I thought
now.
It's supposed to wake you up, not knock you out.
Yeah, and I got yeah.
And you like these Uncrustables.
Uncrustables are good, yeah.
You had a box.
I did.
We used it tonight for the picture for the show.
There was one Uncrustable left in the box, so I ate it so I could bring the box.
So it's peanut butter and jelly. It says Smucker's.
Yeah.
They make the Uncrustables.
Yes.
Okay. With what kind of peanut butter? Is there Smucker's peanut butter?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Well, it's beyond me.
I think there's Smucker's peanut butter, at least.
You know, I don't... I've never had an Uncrustable, to my knowledge. Because I don't like peanut butter, as I've said before. I am not a peanut butter type of person.
Uncrustables are pretty good.
Isn't this fascinating conversation?
I think so.
Well, I think this is what people want to hear. You know, I don't like peanut butter. I don't like gravy. These are not good things for me to have. I don't enjoy them. People love the stuff. I don't like either one of them.
I like peanut butter and jelly a lot. I'm not going to lie to you. Peanut butter and jelly is good stuff. But I do not like peanut butter really by itself. Peanut butter by itself is
But what's the difference between an Uncrustable and a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, besides there's no crust on the bread?
There's not.
Why can you freeze those and you can't freeze a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
I assume because there's like a bazillion preservatives in there.
Oh.
I mean, see. I can... Hold on 1 second.
There you go. Preservatives. That's what it's all about.
Let's see. Hold on. Where's the nutrition label here? Yeah. It's got niacin, ferrous sulfate, thiamine, mono... yeah, all the preservatives.
All kinds of interesting stuff. Well, it is a Getaway Friday night here on WGH Talk Radio, November the 7th, 2025. First Friday in the month of November, and we're very glad to be joined by our guest here. He is the recently re-elected 6th Ward Councilman here in the city of Marion, Mr. Ron Prater. Mr. Prater, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Scott.
Good. Mr. Prater, you made some news here today. You did. I just want to take people through it here because we heard about it earlier. We did not talk about it on this station. This is the first time we've talked about it. We wanted to talk with you first and hear what happened here. But on your social media, you posted a meme earlier in the week, and it was a picture of a woman in a burqa, and it said Playboy at the top, November 2025, Miss New York 2025. People got very upset. You have since taken it down. People were calling for you to be censured. They were very unhappy. Mr. Prater, what happened? Explain it to us in your own words.
You know, the main reason I had posted it wasn't meant to be... It was never meant to be offensive to women. As a matter of fact, I find it offensive that women are forced to wear such things. I know it's the tradition in some religions. Any culture, anything that forces women to be second to men, relegated to servitude and everything, I find that offensive. The stupidity of it is that I should never have... I was mainly making a point about the election of the new mayor in New York. Not so much the fact that he was a Muslim. He is an anti-Semite. His words point that out. And which is much more offensive than people calling me names is somebody else being an anti-Semite. You know, in the largest Jewish population outside of Israel. Getting back, no excuse. I am a city councilman. Sometimes it's hard to separate yourself from that identity of city councilman and that person that you were many years as a private citizen. And I've always been opinionated. Years ago, that would have been just looked at, oh, that's kind of funny, you know. But in today's political climate, it's not appropriate to post that because we have too much of that going on. And if I could do it all over again, I would hit myself finger and I would have just posted and said, hey, I think it's ridiculous that the city, people of New York, elected a Democrat, socialist, communist mayor, you know, and kept it at that. And that would have been fine. And most people would have some people would have disagreed, and that would have been fine. And I never meant to offend anybody. I did not mean to stir this up. It was not, I don't like being at the center of attention. And I got people calling me a racist and a misogynist. And I'm neither of those. And there's nothing that can take it back because people have posted it. They've got it all over. I mean, in my house tonight, if you mom a racist, then I tell you, I have more diversity and multiculture in my house than most liberals would ever fantasize about.
Mr. Prater, I have to ask, we understand you're not a fan of the new mayor of New York, but what did that meme mean to you? The woman in the burqa and the Playboy November 2025, what did it mean to you?
It just reminded You know what? Years ago, before everything became politically correct, people would have looked at it and said, oh, that's yeah, I mean, that's in their country. That's what it is. But it's wrong, and I should not have done it. Sometimes you just use poor judgment. And I'm not, am I the only person in the world that's ever used poor judgment?
No, I don't think you're the only person with poor judgment, but unfortunately, you are the one who's come under fire today from this,
yes.
As you say.
And I know, and I do not mean to offend anybody. I it was stupid to, somebody else had posted it, and I, you know, reposted it. There's no excuse. I mean, just, you know, I'm going to stick now to Facebook to just posting nothing but cats, dogs, family pictures, and what I just had for lunch.
Well, Mr. Prater, I think it's interesting because it did have such a feedback. I mean, we saw it's all over Facebook, as you said. You've heard about it, as you've said. People had called for your censure. They called on city council to censor you. Do you think you should be censured?
No, I do not think so, because I tell you what, there are politicians out there in Congress that have said far worse things than that. And they're never censured. Have I learned a lesson to not? If I'm censored, then half of Congress should be censored for attacks, calling people Nazis, people with no King's rallies with signs referring to Trump supporters as Nazis. People, you know, I'm not a fan of the cancel culture. Never have been. And, you know, no matter how much you may get up and apologize and say, hey, I'm sorry, I should not have done that, I've learned my lesson. People, once they do that, once they criticize you and call you that name, call you a racist, and they don't even know you. They don't even know me. Just by one thing that I posted, their judgment is that I'm a racist and a misogynist. It's ridiculous.
Mr. Prater, what has today been like? I mean, have people come up to you, or has it all been on social media? Have people called you? Have other council people?
I got one recent nasty little note from somebody on my council webpage. She said that I didn't know who she was. She don't know me. That I was a racist, misogynist, sexist, and I'm none of those things. As a matter of fact, as far as race is concerned, back 50 years ago when I was a teenager, I was considered quite liberal. And I'm not an Islamophobe either, because when I was in high school, I studied about Islam. I read the autobiography of Malcolm X twice, because it was such a good, well-written book by Alex Haley. And I learned a lot about Islam, and I studied it, and it's my senior year. And I remember I was doing it so much, people thought I was converting. Some of my friends, and they said, are you changing to Islam? I go, no, not. I just wanted to know about it. And, you know, and then that there was a good Islam that was, and then there was that one that has more of a radical side. But, it's nothing against that. My wife is a Buddhist. I'm a Christian. You know, I'm not a racist.
Well,
I never have been.
Yeah. Mr. Prater, we have a council meeting, a full council meeting, coming up Monday night, and this has become an issue now. And I know at least one other council person who has said that they want to be clear, this council person does not align with the views and messages posted by the 6th Ward Councilman, and that's a fellow Republican. That now council people are making these statements. What do you expect to happen on Monday, and what do you say to a council person or other council people who have made this statement?
Well, I would just say that I could do it all over again. I would have taken my finger away from my phone. I've been suffering through repeated sinus infections, and sometimes you just have too much time. And it's kept me from working because it's affected my eyes. And, you know, I would just say that I would never post such a thing again. And you, sometimes, no matter how much you apologize, people want to dig in. It's like blood in the water, and there's sharks. So that's why I almost didn't call you up tonight. Just let it ride. Because no matter how much you would get up and say, hey, I'm sorry, I should not have posted that. This isn't who I am. Those are famous last words.
Well,
because I'm not. You know me. You see me at meetings. Do I seem to you like a person that radiates hatred?
Well, and I think, Mr. Prater, that's why this was upsetting for people, as a lot of people have seen you. You were reelected on Tuesday. I mean, it was by a pretty good margin. And then to see this comment, I mean, people have said things, as you said earlier, racist, offensive, discriminatory, shameful. If this continues, I mean, would you ever consider resigning your post?
No, it's not going to continue because I'm not that. And that, you know what, if I had not been reelected, if there had not been an election, nobody would have even mentioned anything about the post. But I'm going to serve. I got on your show. I said, I'll never post such a stupid-ass thing again. I'll just post on Facebook about my cats. And as far as national politics, that's it. The only thing I want to do as sixth ward city councilman, sorry, I'm on my exercise bike, is try to make the city better. You know, I have a good life. I didn't need all this. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean to offend people. I never have. I've never been hateful to anyone in my life. And that's the truth. But what I'm going to say right now is that the reason I wanted to be reelected, I feel like there's more work to do. At the end of these 2 years, I'm done. I want to try to get the city back on track to where we get our finances in order so we can grow and make us a better place to live. And I know there was an opportunity for people that were pissed that I got reelected, that they saw there's like sharks with blood in the water. There's an opportunity to go after Prater. And that's what it is. That's the way politics works. It's unfortunate.
Mr. Prater. Well, Mr. Prater, I appreciate you joining. I just want to make sure I get two things in here. To all the people today who have made these posts on social media, who have said these things, offensive, discriminatory, shameful, racist, you've taken the post down. You say that you wish you had not have done it. What do you say to those people who are making those comments and might continue to make those?
I tell them that come and talk to me. Get to know me. I'm not some evil Satan. Never have been. Sometimes I've always been politically minded. And I've always been that way since the time I was probably 8 years old discussing the domino principle with my uncle. And sometimes, you know, when you get elected to an office, it's hard to separate you, the citizen, from you, the elected official. And sometimes I just got to keep in mind at all times and watch everything I say with more care and more caution than before. And I'm going to do that, and I apologize to anybody that I have offended, and I'm not afraid to apologize.
Mr. Prater, do you understand, I mean, because you've posted other political things, do you understand why this one was so offensive to people?
Yeah, in retrospect, I do. And you know, if I could undo it, I would, You know, I mean, it was, I could have just written down my opinion on the election. That would have been far better. You know, sometimes memes are meant to be funny and humorous and stuff, and you catch it, and it's like, you know, but as far as, like, Muslim women and women in general, my wife is from another country. She's an immigrant. She's the best thing that ever happened to America coming here. She's a legal immigrant. She's a legal immigrant that was processed and came in through the port of entry. And my son is a mixture. There's so much difference in our house. It's just unreal. I love it. And I've learned a lot from being around people from other countries. When I go to Columbus, I never go to an area where there's white people. It's always where there's people from other parts of the world. So I have, and I understand why people got offended by it. Even I had a good friend, a schoolmate, that told me, "Ron, you're better than this." you know.
Yeah. Well, so, I guess the big question here is: you say you regret it, you wish you hadn't done it. Unfortunately, it has been done. What do you think should happen now to move on at this point?
Well, that's why I called you tonight. That's why I decided to call you tonight. I had to make it, you know, and explain to people that it was just an impulsive thing. I've been sick. I've not been able to work at my day job, and tonight you have too much stupid time on your hands. And but. You know, the thing, what can you do? What should I beat myself with a chain? What do you want?
Well, and I guess the final question here, Mr. Prater, is for people who might even take offense to the fact that you called soon-to-be Mayor Mondani anti-Semitic, you know, I think a lot of people find these...
Who said those things?
I don't think he's pro-Israel, but a lot of people would say that and being anti-Semitic are two different things.
Well, but still, and yet, he's not a friend of this. He's not friendly towards. That's another thing. That's my opinion, though. I'm allowed to have that opinion.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're allowed to have opinions. I mean, just because you're a councilman doesn't mean you can't have an opinion about something, because it might offend somebody.
Have you spoken with any of your fellow council people or anybody in the administration today?
I talked to, one, and I sent a message to the mayor, but, you know, and told him I didn't mean to cause a stir, but, and I don't.
Any response?
And you know what? I'm going to tell you. You'll never see any post like that again from me.
And just our final moment here, any response from the mayor, or was the conversation with the other council person a productive conversation?
Well, I talked with, sent a message to Ayers, and he told me, he was very nice about some things, and he told me just to, and when I got to talk to Ayers, and he said, make it right, and I said, yeah, because, you know, he's been under, had some, you know, issues that he's had to go through too, and I respect him, and I decided to change my mind and call you up. I just want to make it clear to the people of the 6th Ward in Marion, Ohio, I am not misogynist towards women. I love women. Women are probably superior to men. They do so many things better than men. It's like God made them second. He got it better. And then as far as, like, racism, I've never been a racist. That is the part of this thing.
But if they should on Monday take a vote to censure you, Mr. Prater, how will you deal with that?
Well, it is. If they want to censure me, they can't. It's fine. I mean, if they do, they do.
Well, Mr. Prater, I gotta give you this. You called in. It's live. You knew what we were going to talk about. I give you credit for doing that, and I thank you for doing that. And I hope you considered this to be a fair and unbiased platform to come on tonight.
Well, you know, Scott, just trying to be honest, and I did not mean to cause a stir. And sometimes, you know, you just wish maybe your wife was there and she'd have kicked you in the shin and said, don't do it.
Well, you know, we no matter what happens, we all learn from the things we do. Life is a continue. When we know better, we do better, like Maya Angelou once said.
You know, that is right. And I'm going to tell you one thing, is whenever you think that you've got everything done and you've got it down pat, you find out that you don't. God is so patient. He's been so patient with me over the years. And I am a Christian, and I, you know, I ask God multiple times to forgive me of my sins, and I mean it. I don't want to hate. I don't, even with inmates that used to give me issues, I never turn my hate on them.
Well, Mr. Prater, and now that we've went through this today, what is your feeling currently about this, the mayor of New York? What would you say?
I would hope that he moderates his socialist ideas, because socialism has never worked. My wife came from that kind of a country where she was starving to death after the fall of Vietnam. She was 10 years old when it fell, and they starved to death. She had nothing to eat for 10 years until they moderated and got away from the socialism. And allowed people to own private property and open up businesses without as much government overreach. And she told me the horror stories of people. I mean, should interview her, dude.
Yeah, I'll have to get her on the show. Well, we know where to make the book.
I don't know if she would, but I mean, if you could talk to some people that lived in Vietnam after the fall of Saigon, you would find, and I know the stories. I've been around them. I've talked to the immigrants that are here, and they're very pro-American, and they love this country. And I've learned a lot from them. And but you know, socialism has never worked. It's a big failure. You can't have everything free because somebody pays for it. Well, if somebody called you up and said, "Scott, I'm going to give you $3,000." You're going to be leery, aren't you?
I think a lot of people would. Any parting words for the audience tonight, Mr. Prater?
Hey, just know that, like, I didn't mean to offend anybody and stir up a conflict. And I'm and then to the people that were offended, I am sorry, and I just want to turn around from this point on, become the best city councilman that I can be for this ward and for this city, because my goal in running again was to try to make this city a better place to live and a future for the younger generation, so that they don't have to move away from Marion to other cities, and they can build a life, build a home, build a family here in this city.
Mr. Prater, I thank you for calling in. Thank you so much, and I will see you soon. Thank you. Bye-bye. Marion 6th Ward City Councilman Ron Prater speaking exclusively with us tonight after the controversy broke loose this morning in regard to the meme that he posted recently on social media. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. You got to give him credit for coming on here tonight and doing that live. We did not. I was aware of this morning. I saw the comments. I did not want to speak about it this morning until I got a feel of what was going on, and I wanted to talk to Mr. Prater first, and we did that, and now we can discuss it in the 20 minutes we have left. 740-383-9944 if you would like to weigh in. Matt, you haven't had a chance to discuss it. You heard Mr. Prater. Here we go.
Well, I mean, like you said, I give him a lot of credit for coming on. It couldn't have been easy. I mean, he was just getting beat over the head not, 12 hours ago, so That's good.
People have said some rough stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's they wanted to censure him. They called him offensive, discriminatory, shameful.
He wouldn't be opposed to the censure, it sounds like. I mean, he said that he doesn't think he deserves one, but, you know, he said that it is what it is if he gets one. It's not the worst.
Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it'd be nice if he would come on, you know, without having to come on and try to apologize to people.
Well, he's been on in the past. He's come to the studio.
That's good.
Yeah. So what do you make of the whole thing?
Well, I don't necessarily know that I believe exactly how he's explaining it, but I think there probably is, and I even got to fight it sometimes because I try to not be racist or resentful of some people, but when it comes to the Muslims, when you know how there's been many things that the Muslims have done, and, you know, I know every culture has radicalism, but Israel does need to make a good effort to get along with Palestine. I don't know if you're ever going to break the Hamas thing. That would be nice for the Palestinians to get rid of them rather than anybody else getting rid of them, because they know more who is the people to get rid of and who is not.
Do you think Mr. Prater should be censured?
Maybe not censured, I don't think it was right what he posted. I didn't see it, but the way you're talking, and even put women in there, but that's his feelings, and, we're not, he can apologize to death, but, you know, some people are going to believe him, some people ain't. You know, I'm kind of in the fence. I'd like to believe him, but it's pretty hard sometimes. You know, everybody always apologizes for stuff after the fact, you know?
Well, it's true, but we'll see what happens as we go on down the road heading toward Monday. Hey, thanks for calling. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944.
I think you should be censured.
You do?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Just give your opinion.
Well, I mean, a censure really isn't all that bad. I mean, it's basically just the council just basically telling everybody that they disapproved of an action, which, to my understanding, they all disapprove of the action. So, therefore...
Well, I don't know.
A censure...
They might. I don't know. I don't know. I haven't talked to all of them. Everybody, I don't know.
Well, I
talked to one today.
Well, haven't they made? Is it? I thought they made statements.
One did.
Okay.
So.
Well, I guess should the council disagree with his actions, then he should be censured. If not, then it is what it is, I guess.
Well, what's coming up on your show next hour, 10 to 11, 10:15 to 11? And again, phone lines are open if you want to talk about this or anything else. 740-383-9944, 17 minutes left in the program, 740-383-9944. Again, first with news here, as always. And I'm glad that people do feel, no matter what party they are from or what persuasion they are from, that this is the place they come to tell their story. I think that, if nothing else helps, I don't know where in the world it goes from here, but it's never good to let these things fester.
Might agree.
And I think most people, I think all people, get a fair shake on here.
Yeah. I mean, I've yet to hear otherwise.
And that's what you want. 740-383-9944. Did you ever tell us what's coming up on your show?
On my show, we have one, maybe two football stories to talk about. I don't know if it's worth talking about the second one. I mean, but anyways. And then, you know, well, I wanted to talk about the local elections and then I called them national elections earlier, but there were no national. It's more like state elections across the nation. But, yeah, and, you know, things like that. Government shutdown, whatnot.
What do you make of Vivek Ramaswamy's comments?
Well, I mean, it doesn't really surprise me. I mean, I think that, you know, I think he probably saw, I mean, like I said, I mean, I think it was Detroit elected, like, Detroit, you know, right over there, elected their first female mayor, and I think she's a Democrat. So, I mean, they don't, it's not a governor, but...
Well, I think it's going to be tough for Mr. Ramaswamy to do well in certain counties in Ohio.
I mean, I think there's a fair chance also that he saw the reaction to Zohran Mamdani getting elected in New York, and that's why, you know, he released a statement saying, you know, let's not use like, you know, race and religion and, you know, the identity politics, because, you know, quite frankly, he wouldn't fit in with the identity politics.
Well, no, but I don't think people understand that Virginia has had Republican governors. It's not like that's a far cry. That is not a Democratic state. And to have
Virginia's purple.
Right. So to have the female new Virginia governor win by over 10 percentage points in a state that's essentially a swing state, that's not normal. Now, Mike Johnson can go up and down all he wants about normal. That's not normal. And people in Marion can go up and down about...
No, I don't think it's...
They can go up and down about this city council race. It's not normal for the highest vote-getting Republican to only be 21 votes ahead of the highest vote-getting Democrat.
Yeah. But, I mean, I will, however, say that... I can't think. New Jersey. I think it was New Jersey. I mean, it doesn't necessarily surprise me that them in New York elected...
No, but
Democratic
that,
people.
But New York has. Well, but New York had Rudy Giuliani, who was a Republican. They had Michael Bloomberg, who was a Republican. Yeah, and this is in the last 20 years.
I guess.
It's not?
Well, I mean, it's within the last 20 years, but I mean, it's.
There wasn't even a Republican running in that race.
So what? There were two independents and a Democrat.
No, I think Cuomo would call himself a Democrat.
Cuomo ran as a Democrat. Mamdani beat him in the primary, so he re-ran.
Right,
as
but
an
he's still a Democrat. He's certainly not a Republican.
Okay, so there were two Democrats and an independent then.
Okay.
God, there were three people in the race. I know that.
There were, but what I'm saying is there was no Republican. What does this have to do with there's no Republican? There is no Republican. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what they want to call themselves, what their parties were, but there was no Republican in the race. So. I don't know what that says. I think what you should pay attention to is the biggest voter turnout since 1969. That's what you should pay attention to elect somebody who's 30-something years old, who is, you know, not typical.
Well, I think AOC is going to do much the same thing at some point. I mean, her and Bernie Sanders have been going around the country doing their... I don't know, No Kings Tour, whatever they call it, I couldn't tell you. But, you know, they've been going around the country giving, like, you know, talks at schools and whatnot, and, you know, those have been well attended. Bernie Sanders, I don't think, is going to be around much longer. He's getting up in age. I think he's going to retire, I guess I should say. You looked at me.
I don't know.
You looked at me like...
Well, I didn't know what that meant. Not going to be around much longer.
No, I mean...
Phil? You heard him cough or something?
No, he's going to be fine. I think he might retire at some point. I mean, Nancy Pelosi retired, but I don't know that he's going to do it at this given moment. But anyways, I think he's going to retire soon, and I think that AOC is much the same breed, except she comes from, you know, New York, which is probably beneficial for her. Whereas I think Bernie Sanders is from, what, Vermont?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand a lot of this. I don't understand why they don't want to fund the SNAP benefits. I don't get that. I don't understand why the president is going to the Supreme Court with that. I don't understand why the offer put on the table today was not even discussed for an hour by the Republicans. Who's making these decisions? Did Mike Johnson call all the Republicans?
Was the theory that, look, you give us the 1 year of full funding so we can talk about...
I am not having this conversation with you. I don't think you understand compromise.
You didn't...
Go ahead.
You've
been down this road about 18 times, but go ahead.
So fund it 1 year, and then during this 1 year, we'll talk about your replacement for it? Was that the understanding? Because the Republicans say they have a plan, right?
Well, that's what they keep saying. Open back up the government.
So the theory is you vote yes on this to fund it for a year, and during this year we will talk about, you know, your bill, the bill that they say they have, and
if you think this is terrible, if you think what we're doing is bad and you have a better option, but you don't want to show us until the government's opened back up.
Yeah, fund it for a year.
Let's open it back up. You show us.
We can work through it.
And then we'll go with what you've got if it's better. But they don't want to do that. Why?
I don't think they have a plan, personally.
Okay. Well, here's a problem.
Well, they might have a plan. I doubt it, but they might, I guess.
Why wouldn't you want to show it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, because there is a fair chance that they might have a plan that's just... I don't know how fair the chance is, but...
See, here's where I think you get lost in the compromise of this
deal.
They
might have a plan, but I don't think it's going to be as good as this one is.
I think you get lost in the facts of this. I think you're looking at this like a hypothetical situation. Because the facts of it are that during this shutdown, the Democrats did very, very well. During this shutdown, the Democrats have a much higher approval rating than the Republicans. For the first time, they're slipping underwater, approval rating-wise.
I understand.
So why would the Democrats, on the one issue that they want to deal with, why would they, you know what, we're winning on this, but let's start to make people angry at us and give you something. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? What is the point of that? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Marjorie Taylor Greene was on The View a couple of days ago, and she admitted that they don't have a plan.
Right, and that's why when Matt says the Democrats should come in and say fund it for 75%, why? Republicans have been hung by this.
Earlier, I did say that in theory, it would make more sense for the Republicans to come and offer it because it'd be like the Democrats bidding against themselves.
Yeah, but why would the Democrats take
it? But if the Democrats... Because then it would open up the government and the health care would be funded for 75%.
I don't think they want to open up the government. It's not hurting them.
it's certainly hurting people. I mean, at that point...
Again, we got it.
I would be...
Go ahead, caller. We didn't hear you. Go ahead.
The Democrats did give them some type of compromise, and that was probably on the health care because that's a big issue. And maybe they offered the 75%, but...
But I don't understand why people are pretending like it's even Steven. It's not even Steven. If I was a Democrat right now, I'd feel pretty darn good.
Yeah, the longer this goes on, the worse it's going to hurt the Republicans.
The longer it goes on, the worse it's going to hurt the American people who need the things that the government provides when they're open.
Well, then why doesn't the president fund the SNAP program?
Take that up with the president.
He's been ordered to.
Well, so you don't blame him?
I blame him, but I equally blame the Democrats for not trying to get the government open because they perceive it as beneficial to them. But you know how detrimental that is to a lot of other people who need those government services?
You know how many detrimental it'll be for people to lose 25% of their health insurance?
It'd be a lot more to lose 100%, wouldn't it?
Well, the government has to open back up at some point.
At some point.
And the person who's taking the beating, they're going to lose their spot.
Right now, we're on track for about 50 days.
And who's going to break at 50?
Person that was elected in Arizona, that lady.
Why not swear her in?
Swear her in.
The Republicans have tried everything here. They've tried to hold up this woman. They've tried to, open back up the government. We'll give you the Epstein files because this woman will be able to to give you the amount of votes you'll need. They've tried, the Democrats are destroying themselves. They've tried, the election, we knew the Democrats were going to win in all those states anyway. They've tried everything. It's not working.
No. And the ceasefire, the magical peace thing that he claimed he saw between Israel and Palestine, that's done long ago, been broke.
Well, there you go. Well, hey, it's an interesting time.
Yep.
Thank you. Call into Matt's show after. Talk to him. 740-383-9944. We got a few minutes left here. But it's... If you are a party that has come down to one issue because you've given in on... You're saying keep your tax breaks for the rich that you don't like. you're saying, well, when are the Republicans going to come in on those issues and say, well, we'll give 75% of those back? I think that's when you might see the Democrats say, okay, we'll come down 25%. But we're actually at 75% of those tax breaks for the wealthy. Well, we're not going to do that. What concession has been given by the Republican Party to open back up this government? One. What concession? I haven't seen anything.
None. But I mean, the only
the Democrats who are winning the concession.
But the only concession they've given is to cut it down to 1 year.
Right.
It's the same bill, just
Shorter. Because you and I both know that if they open back up the government, then what are they going to say? The Republicans can't say we're going to give you a health care plan when the government opens back up, because the government will be open back up.
Well, what's their plan for when the government open back up anyways? They're not going to do
because
all
once
this
you
stuff.
Sign the bill with the stuff that they want, they don't care. They got it. Listen, I hate to tell you, it's not fair, but when the economy crashes, people blame the party in power. It doesn't matter. And you are about to go into a holiday season where the economy is falling apart.
It just seems to me that, well, I mean, look,
you mean it was George Bush's fault that the economy went into a recession under him and he lost to Bill Clinton? You think that was all George Bush's fault?
What years were that?
90, 91, 92?
I don't know, were we at war at that time?
War?
Yep.
There was a Gulf War. It lasted like 10 days.
10 days is wild.
But I'm saying, no, it wasn't like that. I'm saying, do you think that people didn't blame George W. Bush for the going into the housing market? Was that all his fault?
I mean, I think that was the bank's fault, wasn't it?
They
were loaning out lots of money.
You think Joe Biden was all to blame for the inflation?
Well, I mean, COVID was a thing.
Right, but no, it's all Joe Biden. Doesn't matter who else is in power, it was him.
Well,
and it doesn't matter with George W. Bush, it was him. It doesn't matter with H.W., it was him.
I think people have bigger problems with George W. Bush than that.
But it's all him, right?
Look, George W. Bush was a warmonger.
I don't think people saw it that way. They elected him twice.
Well, I mean, that's about what you learn, I guess.
All I'm saying is, everybody knows the face is the president. And as far as the snap thing, which is the number one issue of people right now, no doubt. No doubt it's number one. Absolutely number one. It's the president who is not funding that. And that is factual. And as long as he continues, I don't know if he's got some kind of death wish for his party. I really don't understand it. Or if this is this his last poker chip that he thinks he's going to strong arm the Democrats into settling this because he's holding out on the snap. He knows once that goes, he funds that, then he's got nothing to do.
His true last chip is probably to try to strong arm the Senate into actually calling.
Which they are not going to do.
The filibuster.
They're not going to, because they know that can be used against them.
I mean, that's the last thing he can actually do. Is to convince everybody else to do that.
Why do you think Ted Cruz...
And I don't think they will.
Right. So, well, yeah, that's the whole point. So this is his last chip, and he can't make the Senate do anything.
Well,
so he knows...
He can certainly... I don't know, he did it before.
No, I think that's all war thin now after the elections. People are starting to read the writing on the wall, and they're not liking it.
Well, I mean, that's what you get.
That's what you get, but... This is his last chip that he is in control of.
I'm going to be so upset if the majority of those people get reelected.
Well, they can always turn it around, but the point is you got to be a check and a balance, and they're not, and they haven't been.
I agree.
That's what people don't like.
Yeah.
But we had to go through a year of that.
Well, but, I mean, the Supreme Court's not even doing its thing anymore.
We don't know.
What do you mean we don't know?
I guess they'll rule on snap.
They ruled in Donald Trump's favor so many times.
Well, okay. Well, they're not all in on tariffs, I'll say that.
It's not looking good.
For who?
The country?
Oh, I don't know.
I
don't know.
It's not looking great.
Well, you know what?
All of our friends hate us now. We've got all kinds of tariffs. I think we're more divided as a country than ever.
I don't know. It could be that Donald Trump
ends
up...
There are no checks and balances anymore. Inflation's happening.
But some people don't believe that.
Some people don't believe what?
They believe we're living in a different country, I guess. I don't know. They don't believe everything you just said. There is no inflation. Donald Trump's doing a great job. This should have happened a long time ago. People should just go get jobs.
Well, I'm all for people getting jobs.
Because that's all the people on the food card. Just people who are jobless and don't want to work.
Well, I don't know about that. I just...
Well, that seems to be the connotation to fix that problem.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I just didn't. I think...
You know the Bernie Moreno story. I'm sorry we didn't spend more time talking on
Bernie
that.
Bernie Moreno story.
Yeah. Were you here earlier? The Cole Carr story?
Oh, the one where he stole the VIN numbers.
Yeah. You know, that people have called that creepy and...
Well,
I find that interesting because
a VIN number is literally like a fingerprint for a car. A VIN number isn't just like your make and it is your car.
No, but I find this whole new thing fascinating where people try to search you out on the internet and want to know everything about you.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrifying, actually.
Well, I think that for somebody who does that, it's a little borderline. I've never tried to get in somebody's, like, try to find their address and try to find their... That is creepy, creepy behavior.
Finding addresses is pretty easy.
But why would you do it? Why do I need to know that?
You don't. But, I mean, it's not... It's really not hard to come across.
So it's okay to do... I mean, that used to be called a stalker.
No! I mean, I'm not saying it's good, but, like I mean, I don't want to tell you how to... Like, it's real easy to do, though.
Yes, it is. I'm not denying. It's easy to do whatever you want to do on the internet. Now, if you want to find something, you can find it. My point is, people who have that need, I find awful. I don't have that need.
I don't know why you need to look up people's addresses.
I don't know why you need to look up people's religion. I don't know why you want to look up their voting record. I don't know why you want to look up their VIN number.
Well,
I don't know why you want to look up anything.
I mean... I think you're going to look up a voting record of somebody who, like...
The internet is so wrong, first of all. That's the biggest problem. It's so wrong. I mean, you can pull this information, but you don't know what people's situations are. You have no idea.
Oh, you don't know the people?
Right, you don't. You think, and then you just lay these things down. I can't believe Bernie Moreno would do that. I mean, why?
Well, he did.
He did. He did, and now they're calling him a stalker.
That's strange. You can't just do that.
Whatever. Lee Street Presbyterian Church Annual Bazaar tomorrow, 455 Lee Street, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. is lunch, and it will be shredded chicken sandwiches, hot dogs, chili, vegetable chicken noodle soup, desserts, beverages, baked goods, homemade candles, popcorn balls, decorations, gifts, crafts, miscellaneous items. We thank Mary Ellen Withrow for being here. What?
Oh, let me get that.
For what?
So I can read it.
We'll put it in the public information file before you leave. Don't leave it on the table. All right. For Matt, who's coming up next, stay tuned for that show. Mary Ellen Withrow and Ron Prater, your 6th Ward City Councilman. This is Scott Spears for this first Friday in November as we go on down the road, heading for the dugout.
Disrespectful. She would come in and she would do the laundry. And after she had put the laundry and arranged it the way she wanted, the woman who owned the house and for